And one of the spines of all cavalry, that was the 10th, that was the 11th. And one of the cavalry, this is possibly one of the whites, they were fighting out, my last cousin was in Arizona, after he got out of service. But you see, the 10th cavalry was disbanded, and I think it was President Roosevelt disbanded the 10th cavalry. Well, after he stayed in the cavalry as long as it was, there was a cavalry, and I think it was about 8 years. And then he came on out into civilian life. He was like my grandfather, he was a stone mason and a stone cutter.
What
was his American? I actually don't think he had one. You know, soldiers are a stone. Oh, I don't think they realize that is a god.
What about his
social
contact before he
was in slavery? So, you know, he resided. He came to Chattanooga after having been away for about a mere 20 years. And, I had grown up and was teaching in the little school where I was going, had gone to school in 8th grade. And I was separated at that time from my husband. And other young women, or girls that he formerly had known or gone with, and he left, I wasn't going with any boys. And young ladies he'd been going with had been married and they had husbands. And his cousin brought him over to the school where I was teaching. He had a car and he brought a young man here from Nogales, Arizona. That's where he made his home there. And he was married to a Mexican woman, and they had two children. He came here in 1930, and his mother was living. So when he went back, his mother, his wife, was ill. It seems that she had, I don't know whether she had flu or something, but whatever happened, she washed her hair, got out and washed her hair, and went to the bank. And she didn't get over that illness. And of course, we started the corresponding. I would go to summer school, and sometimes, well, I found out about him having lost his wife to another soldier. I sent him a card of condolence. And of course he answered that, you know, and we just started to write each other. But I had no intention of ever marrying. We corresponded for quite some time. And then he gave me, I was going to California. And he asked me to stop off there. In fact, he gave me the trip out there in Nogales. Well, I got up at Tucson and went down there to visit with him on my way to California. And so we just continued corresponding. And finally, I don't know, I just decided he wanted me to marry him, and I did. We were married 3 years, and he died.
What year
did he die? 1936. And he died 1939, 1 month after my father died. I lost my father October 2nd, 1939, November 4th. Richard died in Sawtown, the big hospital in Los Angeles. So the government will take them and put them in. He had been to Tucson.
Did you know that
something? Oh, no. I never did. I traveled to California. I used to go out in California about everything. No, I didn't at that time because I had chicken fever. My father and mother were sick at the same time. See, my mother was sick my father died in 39. I think she came down in 1928. And I went to Arizona. I went out there twice, but the year that he died, I had told him that I couldn't come back anymore. He would have to come here. And he had put the house up for rent and went to Tucson for a physical examination. He evidently wasn't feeling well. And they think that I'm going back whenever they get a bed. Well, his illness becomes so severe that they sent him to a hospital, and the nearest hospital, I think they sent him to Mexico, and from Mexico to Sawtell. I think that's another hospital, Sawtell. I think it's Sawtell. A big hospital, they have a veterans administration there. And that's where he died. He had two children, two girls, and both there in San Diego, California. Both of them have grandchildren now. I've been out there to visit with them. I used to go to California even before, you know, the contact with him. I used to go to California about every 2 years. I just loved Los Angeles. And I had a cousin in San Diego. Not San Diego. I had a cousin in Modesto, California. The girls are in San Diego, California. I've been out there to see them. And one of the girls, the older girl, has been back here to see me.
Okay. Is
this answer from Chattanooga?
Where is that?
Virginia. He was born in Virginia.
Yeah.
Coalfield of Virginia, wherever that is. He told us much about the coal. His daddy worked in the coal mines. At that time, that men, they could get more money in the coal mines than they could get anywhere else. So it's a dangerous thing. But his parents are dead also.